Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Inner Sight Monday, New York. Mad or glad Monday. You can call in anything you're mad about or glad about. Talk about it. Sound off about it. Complain about it or do nothing about it.
Oh, boy.
So, I don't know if this is a mad or a glad, but somebody told me that President Biden, I only get the, by the way, I only get the business news. I don't get the regular news. So, President Biden had an accident in his pants when he went to see the Pope.
Yeah,
now, we may never know what caused that, or it's probably from something he ate, you know.
Probably.
Or maybe he got very nervous. Maybe he was a, when he was a kid, he went to Catholic school, and, you know, they may have frightened him, and bad memories came back. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Anyway, Joe, just take it easy, and don't worry about it. It happens to all of us.
That's right.
All right. So I'm not going to say that's a mad or a glad, but...
No.
This it coming happens. Friday, we're going to do a little skit on it. Popa Upupa Presidente.
That's right.
On Friday.
Poor guy. He's embarrassed.
So, we'll see, you know, what happens with that. I'm Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and a great, great organization it is. You want to adopt an Akita, you need a pet dog or a service dog, just a companion dog, you know. Let them know, and they will pick out the best dog for you, recommend the best dog. Big East, the Key to Rescue, Tom's River. Hey, I want to thank Mr. Anthony Kennedy, who called me today.
Wow.
Thank you for the call and wanting to know about the what times of our television show. So let me just... go over them again. Let's see. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. That's Wednesday night at 11. Thursday, out here on the island, Long Island, Altice, they call it, 7:30, Channel 20. Thursday night, Channel 20. So check us out. And I want to thank Manhattan Neighborhood Network for working with us and getting back to have programming up there and you know, understanding.
Pardon me, Frank.
The big confusion and all that.
Pardon me, Frank.
We got
is
enough shows now up there to... What?
7 or 7:30? On
7:30, Thursday night.
Okay, I'm going to take a look at our ad for Able. I just wanted to make sure and confirm that. Yeah.
Thursday
okay.
night.
Yep.
All right. And thanks. Thank you to
You're
Mr.
Welcome.
Kennedy for the phone call. Appreciate that. Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, Islip, New York. And you can dial him at 631-888-1186. All right. Let's see. All the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Bless them. Love them. We remember Corey, Avante, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, some of the disabled youngsters who have past onto a better place. All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. All right. And we bless and watch out for all the children. Okay. Inner sight. You need dog food, cat food? Got a good number for you. And my buddy Gary, Nobody Starves on Long Island, his program, voluntary, doesn't get paid for it, gets the food donated. 631-484-3085. And if you let him know you're disabled and you have problems getting around, you may be able to bring the food to you.
That's
so
good.
Dial 631-484-3085 and say hello for us for Inner Sight.
That'd be good.
Yeah, let's see. Suffolk Bus Corp, we thank them for their support of Inner Sight. Want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And you need any kind of advocacy or you want to clarify something about the American Disability Act or a social service help or making out an application and all that, they do stuff like that. 631-880-7929, SILO. Again, 631-880-7929. All right, Inner Sight reminds you, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And I want to say hello to Jen in...
Mm-hmm.
Local here in Central Islip, autistic woman who sent me an email. I answered your email, so I hope all is well. And I hope to hear back from you. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, by the way. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650, and I'm not going to give away the big information on this next item, but I will tell you that we're working on something pretty major that if it comes about will help to will be a step forward to getting rid of these nursing homes.
Oh, I can't wait.
So we'll let you know the outcome of it. I don't want to count my blessings until they're there.
It's true.
And you know, we'll keep you posted. We should know next week.
Yeah.
What the answer is.
Mhm.
All right.
Mhm.
I will remind you that Wednesday night is our nursing home program.
Yes.
Nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them.
That's
one thing
true.
That I'd like to bring up, and it's worth mentioning in every show.
Yeah.
And that is that the home health aides are not allowed into the nursing homes.
That's
when
correct.
A person goes into a nursing home, are not allowed in to assist that person in the nursing facility. We don't want to call them homes anymore. It's a bad habit. I'm trying to break.
That's right.
Nursing institution. So
yep.
The money is there to pay the home health aide, but the state does not permit it.
That's right.
And it tells you right there how much they care about the person. They'll complain to the residents or tell the residents, oh, we don't have enough help. But they won't do a damn thing to remedy that situation and demand that the home health aide be allowed in. you know. That doesn't interfere with their job. They still have their job. There's plenty of work to do in those places, especially when people can't get out of bed and they can't move. So there you have a fact that is very little well known and not revealed enough. I think every, here's a mad for me, every agency in this country that claims that they want to help the disabled, whether they're advocates or not, every agency should have that information on their website and should stream it. If they have the ability to stream that information daily, they should.
They should, yeah.
That is one of the things that we will do if we get the budget for it. I promise you that. To let people know. There has never been, to my knowledge, any education on these nursing homes. They take all your money. They give you a lousy $50 a month. You know, it should be the other way around. The person should give them $50 a month, if that.
Yeah.
Well, some people should give them less.
That's right.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't feel that the disabled person should be giving them any money. That's my opinion. You know why?
No, you're right. You're right.
It should be the agencies that afford the disabled person's condition be giving them and raising the money. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Because it's, why do you have these agencies in the first place? They should be representing the disabled person. That's just,
yeah,
I don't know. I just feel
the,
that way. They're not
participating
in disabled person.
They're
no.
not participating in any way to advocate to get rid of these places.
No, they're not, and they're not participating in any way in helping, you know, support that person's condition. For example, I'll just give you a quick example. United Cerebral Palsy or the United Way, who actually participates in many conditions, Easter Seals, you know, the cancer societies and any of the heart condition societies.
No, they probably go in there once a year and bring the person a piece of turkey or whatever it is.
Not even. They come in and give a blanket donation and think that's going to be, you know, good. But it's not. It really isn't. It's to the, what do you call, the nursing home for, like, something that, oh, a new piece of equipment or something. Big deal. That doesn't help the person.
Yeah,
that
doesn't
just
help
helps
the person who's in there.
Get out of there. No.
To get
what
out
they
of
should
there
be
and,
doing.
And to get rid of those places.
No, it doesn't. What should happen is that they should, you know, get have a way in which to progress these people from one step to the other step on the way home. That's
well, they should step in and they should say, look, we'll raise the money.
Yeah.
Don't take this person's disability money.
Right.
You know?
Disability money,
us.
home. Let's keep going. Give them the money that they could have clothes, shelter, anything that they need to progress from being in that nursing home to being outside that nursing home. I remember distinctly...
Nursing institution.
Oh, sorry, my fault, too.
It's a habit. You know?
Yeah, I know.
It's a damn habit. They got us thinking that that place is a home. It's not a home.
It ain't no home.
Anyway, Matt or Glad, by the way, 213-816. Wait, hold on, let me get a number. 213-816-1650. Now, good, what were you saying?
I was just thinking, we should make some sort of sticker that says, nursing homes ain't no home. Something like that.
Yeah.
Something that would remind us, or everybody, that they're not a home. They really should be a temporary situation for rehabilitation, yes. I could see that. you know, but then everybody goes back where they're supposed to, you know.
Yeah, then you go home.
Yeah, right.
Go back home.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not against rehab places.
No, I'm not.
But not
either.
Connected to nursing homes.
That's correct.
That I don't like.
They should be just named rehabilitations if you really want to make something out of it. Because there's some people who need rehabilitation at a slower pace. You know, they go slow. Hmm. And then you bring them back home. That's all. You know, that's what a nursing home should have been. I'm saying nursing home distinctively now. Because now it's good to have said that, because they're doing it in the proper way that they were supposed to do in the first place, you know, but not now the way they have turned it into a money-making machine. Now, I'm sorry I'm saying it that way, because that's exactly what it is.
No,
let's warm
the
bed again. Yeah, warm it up
let's
again.
Let's see, tomorrow night, let me just give the rundown quick.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, open mic, pick your own subject. All right, Wednesday night, of course, our new nursing home program. And I want to thank Angela with the Able News for renewing the ad. And if you call her tomorrow, make sure she got that, and if it's going in.
Yeah,
I don't know what day the deadline is. But
the time on the show, for some reason, I have a question. I don't know if it's the exact right time.
You gotta call her then.
Yeah, I gotta make sure.
All right. Thursday's show entitled "The Agencies Can't Help Us."
That's the truth.
They really can't. When you get down to it.
Yeah.
What can they do for you?
Okay. If you ask me.
Of course, Friday is the funniest, so we'll.
It depends on the agency too. I think, believe it or not, I know Vested helped me, okay? But it took a long, you know, time for them to be able, you know, to help me and stuff. It really did. I had to get used to. Then at the end,
we ought to amend that title, you know?
What?
The agencies should help a disabled person with every aspect of their life.
It's true.
Because they use us
to get the money.
See? Right. And they should be there for us.
You know,
we'll amend that a little bit, and so we can
clarify.
What
I think should happen. Now, this may sound crazy. You have people with multiple disabilities, right? You should be able to hop over to a different, like, institution to get the knowledge that you need for that part of your disability, then move over to the, it may sound crazy, but you need that aspect of your disability with the more professional, you know, people of that disability.
Well,
do you understand?
The Americans Disability Act doesn't protect us.
No.
The agency should step in and do something.
That's
about,
right.
You know? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know?
But the
we'll talk about
Americans
that more,
with Disabilities should protect us. And it should go beyond the agencies, too. They all should protect us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
I feel that way. We'll
too,
talk about
know, mostly,
that
you know.
More Thursday night.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, mad or glad Monday. You're mad about anything, glad about anything. Give us a call at 213-816-1650, and we'll be happy to put you on the air all over the world. All right. Okay. So, do you have a mad or a glad?
Me, kind of upset that the Floridian Medicaid does not, you know, is not the same as, like, the New York Medicaid. It sort of, like, gets on my nerves that each state's Medicaid is not the same. and you have to deal
with
two different, you know, policies per se, and you're trying to definitely, you know, see what the difference is and how things are, and you have to follow this and that. Because my aunt is in Florida, she just started with her, you know, dementia, and you have to, you know, get things done and help her get situated, and she's not remembering things and doing things, and she has to go here and there, and she gets all flustered, you know, and it's hard for her, you know?
Yeah.
So that,
well,
I have to help
then
her.
That's where the system has failed us.
Big time.
You know, they judge you on different merits when the only criteria should be that you're disabled.
That's right.
You know, and you need the help, because that's really the criteria that they get the money on, that the person is disabled. And then they make up all these ridiculous rules to go along with it. You know?
Yeah.
But if the system were different, they wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so it's a real challenge and a real dilemma. And anybody out there listening, you know, be Thanksgiving in a couple of weeks. Be thankful that you're not disabled, because tomorrow that could change.
Yes.
You never
know. Be thankful is right. With this COVID around and the after, the long hauler syndrome that comes with the COVID, be very thankful that you don't have a disability right now. Because you
can. And everything else.
Very easily, and everything else, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and by the way, Frank, before we continue, that time for the television show is correct. I did put it in right. I don't know why I second-guessed myself. Yep, 7:30.
Thursday night.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. In a sight. to finish my thought, you know, these agencies should be working in an entirely different way. You know, to help raise money. And one of the major things they should be doing is to have a fund to keep people out of nursing homes, and nobody has that.
No, they don't.
I don't know of one fund in this country that you can go to and say, "Hey, I'm disabled. You know, I don't want to go to a nursing home. You know, put the money up, and I'll be happy to help you raise it." There isn't one program like that. And I'm not talking about these programs at these independent living centers where they got to evaluate you for weeks and weeks, and you don't know if you're accepted, and then they turn you down. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having the money in an account which says this money can only be used in case of an emergency that they want to put you in a nursing home.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that.
No.
That I know of in this country. I don't know about other countries. But I know there's nothing like that in this country. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the agencies for the disabled, all of them, should take the lead in establishing that kind of a fund. That would help people a lot. You know, if you had a fund of whatever amount, let's say, I don't know, a couple $100,000, and each year they kept adding to it, whatever they could, you know, keep the person out of the nursing home, that would be great. You wouldn't have to worry about that, because you know you'd be covered. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday, 213-816-1650. And you want to sound off about what you're mad about or glad about? No, give us a call. Anybody on the line?
Let me look.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Oh, here it is. I went past the page. Sorry about that. My freaking eyes.
All right.
Yes, we have Anthony.
Oh, all right. So let's get Anthony from Brooklyn.
Yep.
One of our regular callers.
All right.
Welcome to Inner Sight, Matt Aglad. Hello.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. Good evening. How are you?
Hi. How you doing, hon?
I'm okay. So basically what I wanted to say tonight was, I guess you could say I'm mad because I am fed up to the top of my head with hearing about this coronavirus vaccine booster. Now we have some doctor that's the head of the New York, disease control, Dave Chachi, his name is, telling everybody that they should get it. And it hasn't even been approved, you know, by the CDC for everybody else. So we should all trust this one doctor and, you know, inject ourselves with yet another, you know, vaccination. And then when we all die, he won't know what to tell us, because we should trust him, because he's more intelligent than everybody else, and he's a better doctor than everybody else, and he's going to have us all flocking to a truck like a bunch of chickens to get another vaccination that they say is for people 65 or older with compromised immune systems. And we're all going to listen to him because he's God and he knows better. I mean, how much more of this vaccination stuff are we going to do? I mean, even when we were younger, we didn't get vaccination after vaccination after vaccination. And it seems as though every time they get scared that the coronavirus cases are going up, oh, you know, you can all go see your family members for Christmas and Thanksgiving this year, but you can all flock to a truck and get another vaccination. Oh, why not? Another one, another one, another one. I mean, sometimes I wonder how much of it the human body can take. I mean, God knows what can happen to the blood if you continue putting all these vaccinations in you. I mean, they say...
Anthony, what kind of a truck is this? They do it out of a truck?
They have a NYC truck now that you can go in and they'll give you the vaccination and they'll give you a
you
card.
You go in the truck and you hope that you're going to come out. Is that it?
Right, and you sit there for a while and you pray to God, and, you know, if anything happens to you, they'll call 911 and,
Maybe you pray to this doctor. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they have the Pope in
there.
Just give
me an idea for
you.
A skit Friday night.
Yeah, I mean,
Doctor.
We're all going to be on the floor of this Pope thing.
Hail
thy
doctor, full of grace.
Uh-huh.
With your ass, I mean, Mother of God, I mean.
Oh, God.
Holy Mother of the Truck. I'm gonna call Timothy Dolan. I mean, you know,
I gotta do it Friday night with Lauren Hardy.
Yeah, I mean,
get in that truck.
This is ridiculous now. I mean, I didn't even want the first one. I went along with it. Then they tell you, you know, you might need a second one. Now everybody got the second one. Now a third one? I mean, you know, are we going to count to 50 here? I mean, this is ridiculous.
You want to hear what happened to me? After I got the first two vaccinations, the second vaccination caused me to get swollen legs, and still till now, I've been getting constant swollen legs. And then they tell me, no, that's impossible. Well, look, tell me, cause and effect? Tell me, cause and effect?
I know a lady that took it, and ever since she took it, she's been getting short of breath, and she can't even walk across the floor, and now they don't know what to tell her, and now they want her to see a cardiologist, but they're still pushing her to get another booster because she's over 65, and she said she's not doing it. And I've heard,
I'm not,
I don't know,
doing it for the life of me either. I'm not.
I don't blame you. And there's some kind of, I don't know how true this is, but Biden came out with some 250-page mandate that's supposed to somehow require every citizen in the country to get it.
A booster?
So the shot, you know, if you didn't get it.
Twice.
Yeah, I mean, and then they say if you work for a large company, you're going to have to get it, and this and that, you're going to have to get it. And
I work for my dog.
Well, then they're going to want you to get it, too. Maybe they're going to make the dog get it, too.
No.
I mean,
no.
No way, man. Them fighting words.
Those are
I don't know what's coming next with this. I mean,
I'll just
really
move
something
to another nation.
I
wonder. They keep asking me to get it. Because after that, I seriously got my swollen
legs. Get it,
all right.
The only thing is you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
I wonder what country we can go to get away from this.
I don't know.
I mean,
an island somewhere in the ocean.
I mean, I thought this was America. We had freedom and all this.
Freedom.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Freedom.
And then
you know,
they pass.
I think, you know what I feel every once in a while? I say, wow, this is interesting. I think their survival of the fittest really is something. Because if you see that everybody who survives this might be the fittest. That's what I sit
down
and
think of.
Now,
what happened with the, didn't he have a setback in the court, Biden, with this stuff?
Yeah, but he won anyway.
Yeah.
There's only a religious or medical exemption anyway. Everybody else that took them to court, they lost, you know, and the firemen were required to get it.
So who's religious? Religious. So I could go, it's part of my religion, and get be exempt?
You have to prove somehow where in the Bible your religion, you know, states that you can't get it. You know, and then in that case,
well,
I guess
easy.
You can't. I don't. It's got to be something more complicated than that, too, probably. And then they said that they did that now, but there's something going on where you can't bother people at home who work. You know, you can't, you know, contact them or email them, or you could get a fine. And then they had all these people, you know, working from home. Now they're forcing them to go back. Now they say some companies won't and stuff like that because they're still scared. But what about the jobs that you have to interact with someone? And then what's the difference anyway? Because you're getting vaccinated and then you're wearing a mask. So if you can't be around anybody, what's the benefits? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean,
what
if
your doctor tells you not to take it? Well,
then
they would
ostracize your doctor if they knew of that. But some doctors are telling people privately, I don't encourage you to get it. They're not going by standard medical advice.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
they
know better. They seriously do. Well, my doctor encouraged me to take it because he caught COVID around on the first time around. So he was like, I do advise you to take it because I got on a, he was almost on a respirator. He was that bad, but he said, I don't want to go on a respirator because I don't want to die. You know, he was scared of dying, and he has three kids. So he just wanted to fight it on his own.
Because you choke from it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an extreme case of the cold, like a, you know. So you really wonder, I mean, how many people will take this vaccine and die regardless? And then they say if you have a compromised immune system, well, you could take, for example, the Moderna. So in the end, it's going to be so severe that they're going to say that you died anyway because you had a compromised immune system. So how much does it really save you if you're, you know, if you're ill already?
You know what?
I don't know.
It doesn't, to me, I took what I had to because I thought I was going to be around for, you know, my mom and needed to take it. But let me, you know, I'm happy that I got through those without having to have a big major clot in my legs. Thank God the Dopplers were taken. I don't have major clots. But there's always those little tiny clots that I have no idea. I remember recently having to massage my legs a lot to get rid of the standing fluid that's in my legs. So I'm not happy about that.
Yeah, I'm glad for you too, but that's why my mom didn't want to get the vaccine in the first place, because she was afraid of getting the blood clots. So she got the Moderna, but she's got heart disease and everything else. And if she gets it, you know, how much really is she at an advantage because she took it rather than if she didn't?
Right.
So
I don't trust the vaccine anymore, just by a lot of the stuff that's been happening to me after the first two doses.
Why aren't they consulting all the doctors and all the scientists who are trying to explain that this stuff is not right?
Because they don't want to.
That's what bothers me.
Because a $5 bottle of whatever that they propose that's cheaper, they don't want to hear that solution. That's why.
Yeah, could be.
Because they're so desperate to get everybody to take it and to try to save some lives, and they have this thing, you know, with medication prolonging lives, and everything has side effects and this and that, but as long as the medical community believes in it, the first thing they believe in, you know, they'll say, yes, it was studied for years, and da-da-da-da-da, and we've always had it, and we just never used it because we never
did. Do you
want to
hear what happened? This is funny, and I told Frank this. I said, when I went to school during the swine flu era, I took vaccination. They forced me to take it because I wouldn't have been able to go during that time if I didn't take the flu vaccine / the swine flu together. Oh, my God, I got sick as a dog. I felt horrible that night after I took it. First of all, I couldn't lift up my arm, and second of all, I had such a high fever. I was, like, sick as a dog, literally. I vomited. I really felt horrible, like I freaking had the flu. Anyway, now when I went to take this vaccine, I said to Frank, I think this was a re-engineering of the vaccine they already had for the swine flu, because it was so similar. My body did not have any reaction to this vaccine at all. I was like, wait a second here. You know, the only reaction it had was this, my legs, you know, and that never, I was like, wait a second,
that's
my
bad
body.
Enough.
I know it is. But the thing is it didn't give me any fever, any, like I usually get to any type of vaccination. I usually get an ache. I usually get my arm hurting, all the stuff that's typical, right? I didn't get any fever, any arm ache, nothing, Frank, except for this, the leg thing. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, because your
weird body
became immune to it.
Exactly. Yeah. So that means they reused that vaccine. I had that feeling. I have that gut feeling they reused it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's
well,
why
are they disregarding? Why are they disregarding the natural immunity that a lot of people are talking about that has been built up now because this virus has dissipated?
Because they don't want to hear anything about natural anything.
You know why,
yeah,
Frank? Because part
they
of it has dissipated. No. Part of it has dissipated from the first part of the vaccination period, but a variant, the part of the variant hasn't dissipated. So they have two really viruses happening.
I don't believe
at
anything
mutation.
They say.
But Suzanne, do you realize that the way they talk, they say that this is going to go on the rest of our lives. So there's always going to be another variant.
Yeah, there
and
is.
And we know that it's going to spread all over the place, and we know that eventually there's not going to be a vaccine fast enough for everything. So they're saying like this is like what the Bible
right.
said, you know, the end of the world. You know, God predicted the end of the world. So I mean, what's the point of it? I mean, I hate to be so negative, but it's only
what
a matter of time, and then we're all going to die anyways.
No. What they should be doing, okay, but they're not smart, is boosting the immune system, period.
Yeah. But you can't tell everybody.
They don't want that. They can't make money with that.
That's the problem. And that's
but,
the greed,
can't make money
and that's
with
the
that.
Evil
how,
of this.
But how could disabled people afford to buy things to boost the immune system? They don't have money to buy food. Once it runs out,
the government should pay for that. And the AIDS.
Yeah, but they don't. pay for crap.
Right. Well, not only the agency, your the health insurance should pay for that. Period.
Yeah.
Period.
They don't pay for anything. Yeah.
You know what I do? I put my vitamins. I ask the doctor to write for vitamins. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah, my mom gets them too, but they don't want to give them to healthy people. You know, like me.
Well, healthy people. Well, no, you have them right. You have him right. I'm not. You know, you should do that. I swear you.
Inner Side, 840, New York.
Yeah, I'll
try
it.
Yeah, try it.
All right, Anthony. Anything else?
No, thank you, Frank.
All right, thank you.
Take
care. Inner Side.
Take care, Anthony.
Bye-bye.
Matt, a glad Monday, and 213-816-1650. The key here is to build your immune system as much as possible. You know, listen to some of these doctors who are trying to advise, who are advising people about that.
Yeah.
And you know, build it up and stay with it, and that's all you can do. That's all anybody can do. You know. So that's my position on the whole thing. They're gonna fight me on work. Wouldn't be the first time I've had a fight.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm disabled.
Yeah.
You know. They want, first of all, they want us who are disabled to take something that we can't even read.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
So it's the same old thing with us.
Yeah.
We're unprotected more than the average person because, if you can't read it, if you're visually impaired or you can't understand it, that's a bigger disadvantage.
Yeah.
And that could be even worse. All right, 213.
Sorry. It could be threatening to your life. What happens if you're allergic to it? You don't know. And then you have to take it.
That too.
You know?
Yeah. You know, there's the, by the way, let me get the number first. 213-816-1650. My big question would be, has this been tested for allergies for, let's say, 7-8 years?
No.
Yeah. And if so, give me those results. I want them in Braille. I want to read them.
There you go. That'll take another 7-8 years to get it.
So that would be my response if anybody came at me with this. You know, have you tested this for an allergic reaction?
Yeah.
For X amount of years.
Yeah.
You know, people should start coming back at this government in an intelligent way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's the test results? How many animals died in the lab? You know, all these kinds of questions.
Yeah, but you know, the good thing is
that nobody is raising.
The Europe tests on people, not animals. I like that. I do.
Yeah,
I
right.
I really do.
Right.
I like that because that's
so
really
whole,
who you're aiming for.
The whole thing here that is not taking place. You have these people who believe that these doctors are so brilliant. You know, these doctors are stupid. They're a bunch of morons. They're narrow-minded. They only believe in one way of doing things. And that's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
They're like dictators, a lot of them.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight.
Some are. Some aren't. You have to find the right...
Oh, there's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
A lot of good ones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, a glad Monday. And, you know, you listen to the business news, you get all kinds of conflicting views. One person says the economy's doing better, and another guy comes along and says it's getting worse, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to figure it out, really, for yourself. I feel bad for a lot of these drivers right now. I hear that gasoline is very expensive.
Very expensive, yeah. You can't really go anywhere, you know?
Zero.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, the president is supposed to protect everybody, and I don't believe he is.
No, not really.
I think he's let us down.
That's for sure. Huh.
And I've said it time and time again, you know, people, when it comes to your body, you should have the freedom of choice. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You want to do it another way? If you want to do it another way, you should have the freedom to do that if it's your body.
Oh, yeah.
So nobody knows the long-term repercussions of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight and the Man of Glad Monday. And, you know, you want to call in, feel free to call in.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about what you're mad about, what you're glad about. Tomorrow night's open mic, so if you don't get us tonight, you can put it on the open mic tomorrow. Talk about whatever you want.
Yeah.
I want to wish Stevie Wonder a good speedy recovery with the kidneys. I got to check in with my friend Ira Tucker.
Transplant?
Oh, he had the transplant a while back.
Oh, okay.
But I heard that he's having trouble
with
his kidneys, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't work?
It shows you. I mean, I don't know the circumstances, and but I do know that a lot of these transplants
don't take.
Are not necessary. There's other ways to do it, and if you don't try the other ways and you don't consult the other people, to me, you're doing the person a great injustice.
Yeah.
Because look at how many of these things fail.
Yeah, I know.
Or get rejected by the body.
Yeah, I know.
So, medical medicine needs to expand itself and stop being so damn prejudiced.
Yeah.
You know, that's really what needs to happen. They're too prejudiced.
Yep.
Heard the story tonight about a friend of mine told me a story about prostate problems, and that's only in men, of course, you know, and how it's been revealed that these tests that they give you are very inaccurate.
Oh, you mean
the
blood work?
Yeah, the prostate, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the numbers?
Yeah.
And a lot of people have had prostate problems and had a very low number on the test.
Oh, wow.
And the other way around. Some people have had no prostate problems and have had a high number, you know. So this one doctor said, what are we supposed to do? This is all we have, you see. That statement right there
is no good.
Is stupidic, is stupid and ignorant. That's not all you have.
No.
What about all the other doctors, the holistic doctors? Guys
right.
like Chalopy and Gary Noll and all those guys.
Right.
What do they got to say
yeah.
about it?
Right. Have you asked them?
I mean, what a stupid-ass moronic statement. That's all we
yeah.
have. That's not all you have.
That's right.
You got a whole world out there.
That's right.
That's what's wrong
with the system,
this
right?
medical profession.
Yeah.
I took my dog to the vet.
I remember that.
She had a problem. They didn't know what the hell it was. They examined her, took x-rays. Oh, we don't know what it is. I said to them, well, why don't you go on the internet and
look, I remember
you know,
that.
Google
yeah.
her symptoms, you know. Oh, we can't do that. I mean, these friggin' morons are so damn stupid.
Yeah.
Or they just don't give a damn.
I think both.
yeah.
It's
yeah.
both. A little bit of both.
You know? So that's what's happening here. I'm telling you, man. You can't even
yeah.
trust the test that they give you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There are so many things that are there that aren't being used and recognized.
Oh, I know that.
That's why I say people have to figure these things out for themselves. You gotta,
yeah,
you gotta.
Remember, I tell you some of the things that have
yourself.
Happened to me that I've had to go around and ask things, and then I just go to a doctor found on the internet, and sometimes I have more success doing it that
sure.
way than waiting.
Of course.
You know, it really
One.
Is a shame.
Zero.
You know.
I mean, it
really
can be very dangerous for a health professional, so-called professional, to
yeah.
be narrow-minded.
Oh, it is. Very.
Very dangerous.
Very, very dangerous.
I saw it happen with my the one who we dedicate this show to, Joe Arion. I watched it happen.
Yeah, we both watched it happen.
Right in front
no,
of
No, I didn't see him. I saw... He didn't go to the alternative person that he normally goes to. He just went to the hospital and said, "I'm going to die."
Not only that, they wouldn't allow the alternative person come to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Sadly, no, they wouldn't. Yep. Sad.
The whole system.
Mm-hmm.
Is horrible. It really is. When you have people that are narrow-minded and ignorant and they have no
concept
acknowledgement.
That's the better word.
the things that the Lord created for
yeah.
the purpose of keeping us healthy.
Yeah.
And then you got a lot of trouble.
Of course you do.
All right, Inner Sight. You heard it right here.
That's right.
All right?
Yeah.
So stick with us. Fortify yourself. Get that vitamin D. That's good, too.
Very good, actually.
You know, walk a lot.
You know, it's so funny. I just recently,
walk
somebody
good.
Told me, drink plenty of water, stretch up to the sky when you wake up, you know, go outside, get fresh air. When you meditate, which I do every day for a short period of time, in the morning when nobody, you know, is woken up yet, sometimes I wake up at 4, do that, and then go back, because I do that every day. I'm used to it when my husband wakes up, and then, you know, now I just do it naturally. Since he wakes up that early, I naturally wake up at 4. And I do a little bit of meditation, and I go back to bed because I want to keep on that schedule. And then, you know, it's supposed
yeah,
to refresh
do
you.
Do the stomach up.
Yeah, I think I might do that,
That's
too.
Very important.
Yeah, at 4 a.m. I might do that. Anyway.
Get that
all these things. Yeah, it helps you, you know, get things rolling, your body rolling, water, making sure you don't have as much sugar during the day. My biggest problem is sugar. I crave sugar all the time. I got to really get that out of my digestive system big time. So,
yeah.
If I can replace it
you would
with,
have the world.
I know. If I could replace it with low glycemic sugar, my body would love me. You know? So, that's what I'm going to do. Because if I could do low glycemic carbs, my body will be kissing me and loving me. Because I'm telling you, I love
sugar. Yeah,
you got to
watch those carbs. You know?
Yeah, I know. I'm diabetic, so I know.
All right, Inner Sight 213-816-1650. Matt or Glad Monday. We got a few minutes.
Yeah. Oh, did we do the Able ad? No, we didn't.
Make a quick call. Let's have a message from Able News.
Yeah, hang on. Let me get to it. I don't know why I was checking the tab.
Right here on Inner Sight.
Yep, yep. Able is newspaper.
Live.
For, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Inner Sight and...
You got a live one this time.
Thanks.
I did it quickly.
You got to call Angela and see what's going on with that ad.
She wants. Yeah, we got to see what she wants in return.
Yeah, and if she's going to have room for it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night on open mic. And... yeah, you know, tomorrow night you can talk about whatever. Tomorrow night you can pick your own subject.
Yes, you can.
Whatever you want to talk about, as long as you keep it clean, of course. I want to thank all our listeners, all our contributors, people who help keep the show on the air. We're looking now to match a $700 donation. Anybody out there would like to do that, contact Inner Sight, 631-224-3090, or the email innersight@pmail.com without an attachment. All right. We're here for you. Our hearts go out to all those who have to live in nursing homes. We are trying to do something about that.
I have quick prayer for somebody this evening that I just want to say. She has, you know, cancer. She just had a full stem cell transplant, and we're praying for her. She's in ICU. And she's not doing
who's
well.
Who's this?
Vicky, her name is. She's Chris's cousin. She's really not doing well.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, so speedy recovery.
Yes, please. She's very serious right now, in serious condition.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Again, our phone number is 631-224-3090. I'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
Thank you.
All of our friends. And we are determined to make it easy for you.
Yes.
Everybody deserves it. All right. Thank you. Inner Sight. been around the world. Freedom. Inner sight, freedom. And that's our saying. Thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.